visiting with Pleasantville head girls basketball coach Allison Price. Coach, you want to kind of, you guys are just about to enter into the, part of season in January, now that winter break is done. Can you just kind of talk about how you feel like the first part of the season went for your girls?
I feel like the first part of our season, I mean, ending 5-2 is something that is to be excited about. I mean, only winning six games after last season and then almost reaching that already in our first part of the season, like that's exciting. And to look at just the growth and improvement that we've made, as well as just like the team chemistry has really grown over those seven games.
Yeah, from having a pretty much identical team from last year, what do you feel as coach that you could recognize as, the number one area where your team has grown quite a bit and picking up those wins like you mentioned?
I mean, I think just looking at our team from last year and then what we've grown this year, I think we see more of an offensive threat from several girls. We have more girls scoring into those upper double digits and just being more consistent every single game. Just having more of a scoring threat rather than just coming from Joelle last year, where she was our main scoring, but now we have multiple girls that are providing that. But also with some of those tighter games that we've had, like our defense has proven that we can stay in games, and that we can get some success in defense that leads to that success in offense.
What does kind of that dynamic look like for you? You guys a little bit. You have Joelle Johnson and Hope DeMann, for instance, that are two seniors and probably leaders on the team, and then you bring in two freshmen in the starting lineup this year with Taylor Perkins and Riley Hardman. How has that balance been this year between the senior leadership and some new players?
Yeah, it's actually been really fun to see the friendships grow, but also like them understanding what each of them need on the basketball court, and how they work together. Just the ball movement. I mean, I've noticed over winter break too, just the ball movement that they are able to move the ball within each other, and just know that to read each other and what they're wanting, just to see some more success. So yeah, it's been super cool that our seniors have been able to lead, and kind of show them what's expected at practice, and just the energy. And then those freshmen have kind of just made everyone else kind of just pick it up and just understand that they come in with the winning mindset.
In terms of your team, defensively this year, how do you feel like you kind of stack up on defense this season compared with where you were at last year?
I mean, obviously we've played a lot of man-to-man defense this year, where last year we basically sat in a zone. So obviously just being able to be more physical on defense, being able to pick people up man to man, being able to work the whole court this year and using a press, and kind of staying with teams a little bit tighter.
Going into, after break, back-to-back games, against Panorama and Linville Sully, kind of what have you been able to do a little bit with this time off to kind of prepare for those games?
Winter break is always fun. I always think it's nice to have the girls take a break from basketball, but also you get that time. You get those five untouched days of anything where they can just come in for 2 hours a day and they can just work basketball, and then and just enjoy the rest of their day. And so like this break, we've really honed in on just certain tactics, just working on our defense a little bit more, just what I'm expecting from them man to man and what we need to stop against some of those teams that we're going to come up that'll be better competition, but also working more on our offense and just getting the ball moving successfully and just finding more ways to get girls open. And
Yeah, and as you go throughout the month of January, obviously a busy month, you're going to have a lot of a lot of games in that month. How do you kind of stay refreshed after one game and move on to the other? And kind of what's the preparation process when you close out one competition and then prepare for the next?
I mean, yeah, we come in, we got two games for this right in a row, and then we play Monday already. So I mean, that's these girls have to enjoy their rest on Sunday. But knowing that we go into every game with a game plan, that us coaches have watched game film, and we expect the girls to relay the game plan out. But also just once the game is over, like they have to understand that they wake up tomorrow morning and we have another one. It's another win to grab. And they always have to have that mindset that every game is a win that we can grab, and we have to go into that every mindset.
Well, Coach, congrats on a good part of your first part of your season, and best of luck as you guys head into the kind of later part of your season.
Yep, thank you.